சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
வி ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் த 11th சாப்டர் டைட்டில் விஸ்வரூப தர்ஷன யோகா. டுடே ஐ வில் கிவ் யூ த சம்மரி ஆஃப் திஸ் சாப்டர். விஸ்வரூப தர்ஷன யோகா இஸ் a very very important significant chapter which occurs in the madhyama shatkam, the middle portion of the Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna talks about Ishvara swarupam, the nature of God. When we are in initial stages of bhakti, our bhakti is ekarupa bhakti. When we are worshipping the Lord at our initial stages, our bhakti is ekarupa bhakti. Ekarupa bhakti means I worship the Lord in one form, in a particular form which I like. That is called ishta devata puja or ishta devata aradhana. So this is the first level of bhakti. My bhakti starts like this. Ishta devata aradhana means I consider Bhagavan is staying somewhere. I am here. Bhagavan is in either Vaikuntha, if I am a Krishna or Vishnu bhakta, I keep him in Vaikuntha. Suppose I am a Shiva bhakta, I look at him staying, abiding in Kailasa. Like that, our Ishta Devata, a particular place we confine that Lord and we worship separately. And if I am a strong bhakta, suppose I want to have a darshan of that my Ishta Devata. If I am a Krishna Bhakta, I want to get Krishna Darshanam. If I am a Shiva Bhakta, I want to get a Shiva Darshanam. If I am a Devi Bhakta, I want to get a Devi Darshanam. Because that God is away from me, now I want to have a look at Him. Just a look or glance, at least once in my lifetime. That is bhaktas, generally they desire. This is first level of bhakti, wonderful, excellent, this type of aradhana, puja, going to that temple particularly, that temple only particularly, ekarupa bhakti. We show our bhakti in this manner, it's fine. But Shastra says, this bhakti is not a total bhakti. This bhakti is not complete bhakti. You are confining that Lord who is all-pervading. Isha vasya midam sarvam. Ishvara Bhagavan is all-pervading. You are making that all-pervading God only if a particular place is pervading. Like, so you are limiting that God. You are limiting that God's place where He is. That place only He is there, not anywhere else. So the mistake number one, I commit a mistake. But Bhagavan also excuses this mistake in the initial stages. Okay, this is not a big mistake. You will grow, mature afterwards. Bhagavan also wait and see. For what? Next level of bhakti, I have to mature and grow in that ekarupa bhakti for few decades. 1 decade or 2 decades or 3 decades, even janmas we do not know. then slowly you mature enough. God is not in one form. God is not confined to one place. How can he be in only one place? He becomes a finite God if he is in one place. God must be all-pervading, all-powerful, omniscient, omnipotent. Then I start thinking, oh, my God may be in all forms. This God is in infinite forms. Vishwarupa Bhakti. I see my Krishna in every form, if I am a Krishna Bhakta. Just as Meera Bai, saw everywhere Krishna. And Tyagaraja, Saint Tyagaraja also saw Rama everywhere. Anta Ramamayam, e Jagamanta Ramamayam. For Meera it is Krishnamayam, for Tyagaraja it is Ramamayam. That is the mature vision called divinization. Divinization means seeing the entire universe as the form of the Lord. Every form is the manifestation of Bhagavan. Each and every form, not only human beings, even other beings, not only beings, even trees, mountains, rivers, ocean, stars, sun, moon, everything. Bhuf padau yasya nabhir viyad asura nilas chandra suryau cha netre. That is what Vishwarupam. Apatala nabhastalanta bhuvanah brahmanda mavispurat jyotis patika linga mauli vilasat purnendu vantamrutai. What is this Vishwarupam? So this is the second level of bhakti, Vishwarupa bhakti. Why people are not able to have this Vishwarupa Bhakti in initial stages? Why everyone starts only Ekarupa Bhakti? Why not Vishwarupa Bhakti starting itself? Because the reason Shastra gives, when a person is having Raga, Dvesha, Ahamkara and Mamakara, I am and mine, this I-ness and mine-ness. When it is very strong, person cannot encompass the entire universe. He cannot accept the universe. As long as there is ahankara, I-ness and mine-ness, very strong ahankara, mamakara, that person cannot accommodate everything as God. In Eka Rupa Bhakti, what the person did, Bhakta, Bhagavan is there as a savior. I am saved by Bhagavan from what? From this universe. This universe, this world, the people, the objects, the situations, experiences are all troubling me, giving me a problem. Therefore, Bhagavan, you save me from this. This is called a triangular format bhakti. Bhagavan, savior, I am saved from this world. World is causing a problem to me because I am getting lot of bitter, unfavorable experiences from external world people. Therefore, I want Bhagavan to protect me from this universe. I cannot accommodate the universe, people, situations, experiences as a part of Bhagavan. I separate Jagat and Bhagavan in first level of bhakti. Why? Because of my own raga, dvesha, my mind is so narrow and so much of raga, dvesha, ahankara, mamakara, even I do not know that is ahankara, that is mamakara, that is raga, that is dvesha. I do not know that stage. That much ignorant at first level of bhakti. In spite of this much limitation of this bhakta, Shastra agrees, Bhagavan also agree with that bhakti. One day this person will mature. because Ekarupa Bhakta is never happy with Ekarupa Bhakti lifelong. That's why Tyagaraja cried, Mirabai also cried. When Lord disappears, again they face that pain of dissociation from Bhagavan. They dissociate from Bhagavan, they have a tremendous pain inside. Why? Because they cannot accept everything as Bhagavan. Therefore, there is a pain involved, there is a strain involved, there is a lot of insecurity involved, there is a lot of unhappiness involved in Ekarupa Bhakti also. Therefore, Shastra says, mature, come to the second level of Bhakti, otherwise you renounce God itself later. You dissociate from God also. That's why many people dissociate from God also. They change the God, they remove the God also. They get frustration. Why? Tell me. If Bhagavan is, really they are loving Bhagavan, how a person can change the Bhagavan's form? How a person can hate Bhagavan and throw their idols in the ocean? There are people. Before you are throwing the Bhagavan in the ocean, better mature. You have to mature. Shastra cannot do anything. Shastra only helps you. What is that maturity? My Bhagavan is not in one form. Bhagavan is everywhere. Then Bhagavan is everywhere. Whatever situation comes, experience comes, everything is within that Vishwa Rupa. Everything is within that universal form of the Lord. Either pleasant or unpleasant, every experience is, really speaking, it is in its exact own place. Nothing is unjust. But we are not able to accept. When some unjust happens to us, immediately we criticize either God, or we criticize people, or we criticize the entire creation. But Shastra says, never criticize. Every experience is a part of Vishwarupa. Every experience, whatever comes, choiceless experiences, they are bound to come. You don't have control over them. Accept them. Never resist them. That's why attitudinal change. Change your attitude towards the people, towards situations, towards experiences, towards the world. Otherwise, there is a lot of pain inside. The pain continues until your death. Either through one person or other, one situation or other, the pain continues. Instead of refining yourself, you try to adjust the knobs in the outside world, which is not possible. When there are a lot of glass pieces on the road, you cannot put carpet on the entire road, every street. There are a lot of pitfalls, stones. There are so many glass pieces are there. How to save yourself? What is the intelligent way of protecting yourself from that horrible roads? Wear chappal, that's all. Don't try to put the red carpet on the road. How many roads you can put? Wear chappal, be safe and walk. Like that, don't try to change your mother-in-law or father-in-law or brother-in-law or neighbor or someone or other, either husband or wife or children. Never try to change. You can never change. If you want to change them, they are trying to change you. By that time, you are tired of in changing them and you will fed up. These people will never change. You come to conclusion and you drop. What? Association with them. Mentally you drop. Physically you cannot go away. Therefore you are staying with them. But mentally you drop, and developing an aversion, disliking towards people, one or other, this is not maturity. This is not maturity. Therefore, change your mind. Problem is you, solution is you. means your mind. Unrefined mind is your problem. Refined mind is your solution. Not other person's mind or other person is the cause. This is the fact. But our ego never accept this to accept. This is the fact. Teach your ego to accept the fact. This is called maturity. I have to teach my ego why you are trying to adjust the people, trying to change the people, bringing change in the people, you are struggling. Instead of that, don't try, but try yourself. Learn to see everything is in cosmic law. I deserve that experience. I deserve that situation. I deserve every sukha, dukkha experience, either pleasure or pain, favorable or unfavorable. It is law of the creation. Why the situation has to happen to me? I need it. I deserve it. I accept it. It is painful only, but I change my attitude. I learn a lesson from this situation. I learn, I mature, I grow from this experience. Let me mature, let me grow, let me have patience to accept, to undergo the situation. You require a tremendous maturity to accept this. Otherwise, life is a struggle. Life is burdensome. Life is miserable. Therefore, slowly mature, slowly refine your mind. How? Change our attitude. Divinization of the universe. Vishwarupa Darshanam. Every form is Bhagavan's form. How can I hate? How can I develop aversion? This is called attitudinal change. World is as it is. But I change my attitude. Previously, I was seeing the world as different from the God. I love only God, not the world. I love only my Ishtadevata, not my family members, those who are giving unpleasant experiences to me or unfavorable to me. I am not including them previously. Now I am learning to include. What? In the creation, just as light and darkness both are bound to be there, day and night, natural, heat and cold, natural. You cannot expect all the time nice chill weather. December is fine in Chennai. In Chennai, okay, not in Kashmir. Chennai, December is fine. You cannot expect December climate throughout your life, throughout the year. That is wrong, lopsided thinking. May used to come, bound to come. April bound to come, 42 degrees, 43 degrees bound to come. Like that, life also is like that. Never expect only pleasant situations, favorable situations. It never happens. It never happens. Therefore, Vishwarupa Darshanam means accepting the situations, experience as they come, without any grumbling, murmuring, inside or outside. If I have Daiva Bhavana, everything is Bhagavan. I never have an aversion towards God. Similarly, Bhagavan's form alone is everything. Everything happens according to the cosmic laws. Opposites, pair of opposites are bound to be there. Therefore, they are not troubling me now. That is called maturity. I accept everything as Bhagavan. Arjuna is asking, "Hey Krishna, I am very happy until now, 10th chapter, Vibhuti Yoga, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhya Yoga, all I have heard, but I have got intellectual knowledge, but I am not having that attitudinal change. How to see you as whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole. How to see you as whole? It's not possible for me. please help me. Can you help me? Arjuna asking. Then Lord Krishna starts the Vishwarupa Darshanam. So Eka Rupa to Vishwarupa is that maturity in devotion. We should not stop with Eka Rupa only. Learn to have the Vishwarupa Darshanam. With this background, Lord Krishna is starting Vishwarupa Darshanam. May you help me when Arjuna asked from 1 to 4, Arjuna's request. May you help me. If I am eligible, I am qualified enough to see the Vishwarupam, please help me. Then Bhagavan says, why not? You are my dear Bhakta. You are my devotee. I love you. You are my favorable Bhakta. Therefore, I will help you definitely. If you ask, Bhagavan never say no. But we don't ask, we don't know what to ask. That is the problem. We must learn how to ask, what to ask, when to ask. So Arjuna asked. Bhagavan says, yes. 5 to 5th shloka onwards up to 8th shloka, Krishna's reply, blessing Arjuna with Vishwarupa Darshanam, by giving Divya Chakshu, divine eyes, extended vision and transcending vision. Extended vision and transformed vision. These two visions Arjuna gets now. What do you mean by Divya Chakshu? Lord Krishna gave Divya Chakshu means like in some cinemas, theaters when you go, they give special goggles, you know. To see some 3D pictures and all, they give some special goggles. Like that, Bhagavan has given any special eyes to Arjuna to wear. No? In the mine and all, they go, coal mines and all, they wear some extra light on their head. Like that, Bhagavan has given some mystic eyes, anything to Arjuna. No. Bhagavan temporarily taken out the ahankara, mamakara from Arjuna's mind. Taking that ahankara, mamakara from Arjuna's mind temporarily is called giving Divya Chakshu. Once Bhagavan taken out that ahankara, mamakara, once you have ahankara, mamakara, you always think about your family. Either husband or one daughter or one son. Nowadays only Namirvar, Namakuruvar. That also fading away, I think. Namirvar, Namakuruvar, always you think about your husband, house, daughter or son. Or daughter, son, both. More than that, I can never appreciate, I can never enjoy the nature, including your own body system, you can never enjoy. Because your mind is preoccupied with a lot of problems. And you are Vishta Devata. You have to ask him, no, whatever you want. Bargaining him. I will give you this, you give me that. I will give you this, you give me that. And once in a while, I have to go to Tirupati. And to get a darshan. And they say, Jaragandi, Jaragandi. You are unhappy. Again you come back. Again you go there. Either Tirupati or Guruvayurappan or Ayyappan, somewhere you try to go and worship like this. I can never think more than this. My family, who are all giving comfort to me, that's all. More than this, to think, to feel, I have no time. My mind is not available. I cannot appreciate the stars, I cannot appreciate the tree in front of me, which is flowering every day, rose flower. Even while walking on the beach also, we can never enjoy the sunrise or sunset. People never enjoy the sunrise. There also they think about their family problems. You go and see that people go on talking about the family matters there, because in a house, small flats, no place. That's why every week they go and talk about their family problems. And then huge ocean, beautiful ocean, they cannot enjoy. And evening if they go, they cannot enjoy the stars. Even moonlight they cannot enjoy because moody. They cannot enjoy the moonlight. What you can enjoy? what we can enjoy. The breathing is going on in our system beautifully, 24 hours that system is going on. If it stops 1 second, you see our life will be in ICU. And the person is on ventilators for so many months and come back, never recognize the beauty, the vibhuti of that breathing function is going on. Every moment your liver is functioning, heart is functioning, kidneys are functioning. If kidney is absent, how dangerous it is. How much is there to appreciate your own system, not outside even, your own system. Each second the cells are changing in your body, new cells are coming in the body. Otherwise your skin will become dead. Your skin is like this because of many cells are changing every second. So the whole brain is functioning, eyes are blinking capacity, nose is not breathing capacity, heart beating capacity. All these are vibhutis. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjita mevava. Wherever vibhuti you see, that is I am, Arjuna, recognize. No time. No time. In your own garden there is a flower blossoming. Look at that flower. Are you enjoying its fragrance? No. My mother-in-law's mothers, I am only thinking all the time. Or a servant problem, this and that, I am really making my mind so unhealthy, so sick. That's why deliberately I have to transform my vision. Extending vision is this. Arjuna is able to see the higher lokas. Spatial wise vision. He is able to see Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, Maharloka, Janaloka. What are all happening there? He is able to see. That is called extended vision. And time-wise also he is seeing the future, what is going to happen, who are all going to die in this battlefield. Kalataha, Deshataha is called extended vision. Arjuna is able to see. Previously, before Divyachakshu, he was not able to see. But after Divyachakshu only he is able to see the past, present and future also he is seeing. And he is seeing the other lokas. He is seeing the down lokas and other higher lokas, 14 lokas he is seeing through his extended vision. Then he understood what is this whole cosmos. I am like a dot on the painting canvas like. I, the small Arjuna, is like a dot. Who is worrying about for Drona and Bhishma? Crying for Drona and Bhishma. Arjuna is crying only for Drona and Bhishma. Not encompassing the entire universe. He is attached to one person, one Tata, one Guru he is attached. Not to the entire universe. Because he is not able to accommodate them. Because of his narrow thinking. Once he got the Divya Chakshu, he is able to see the entire cosmic vision. Bhagavan everywhere, my God, whole creation is so big. It is so big. Like that frog came from the well to the ocean. My God, this much big, huge water. It was in well previously. That is the only world for that frog. Like that only Arjuna is now thinking, as though he has come to that entire cosmic vision. Transformed vision is what? This is extended vision. Transformed vision is, I transform my perception towards people, towards the creation. No one is cause for any particular situation. I should not blame anyone for any particular situation. I have to undergo that experience through that person at that time. That is meant for me only, is really speaking. This is called a transformed vision. The people association, people's dissociation from me, associations with me, all also designed. Everything is pre-designed. This is called a transformed vision. At that time, I can never look at anything as unpleasant or unfavorable. But I need tremendous maturity. I need attitudinal change. Temporarily Arjuna has got. How we have to get? That comes only by Arupa Jnanam. Ishvara Arupa. Arupa Darshanam. What is Arupa Darshanam? No. Arupa, formless God, you can have Darshanam? Can you have Darshanam of Arupa, formless God? When he is formless, how can you have Darshanam? Then what do you mean by Arupa Darshanam? Na? Arupa Jnanam. Knowledge about the formless Paramatma, the God. So, first one form to many forms to formless maturity. Formless you can understand only through Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasanam, by studying scriptures from a competent teacher for a length of time. But that takes a lot of time. Arjuna is an urgency. Therefore, temporarily Bhagavan has given Jnana Chakshu, Divya Chakshu. But temporary is always palliative. Now Arjuna is undergoing three types of emotions. From 9 to 4, 14, 9th shloka to 14th shloka, Vishwarupa Darshanam. There Sanjaya comes and explains, because Arjuna is spellbound after seeing the Vishwarupa Darshanam, means don't think Lord has shown his eyes, hands and 1,000 eyes, 1,000 hands. Sahasra means not Sahasra, more than that. If Bhagavan appears with so many hands and so many eyes, so ugly that Bhagavan. I will tell you that Bhagavan is ugly Bhagavan. You cannot withstand with that form. What do you mean by Sahasra Bahu, Sahasra Netram? Sahasra Surya Tejasna, the whole world, all beings' eyes are Bhagavan's eyes. All beings' hands are Bhagavan's hands. All beings' legs are Bhagavan's legs. All beings' stomach is Bhagavan's stomach. That is the way you have to understand Vishwarupa. Don't think like a cock and bull story. Okay? Don't take the pictures what they have shown Vishwarupa as real. That is a picture only for a baby, for a child-like devotee. You are a child-like devotee? After 50 years, 60 years also, Bhagavan with so many legs and what, he is not having balance in it. How can he walk? Try to understand, you know, intelligently accepting that everything is very important. That's called a transformed vision. Intelligent living, intelligent way of living is called transformed vision. Koncham valaranam buddhi. Okay. You have to mature enough. We think I am mature enough. How do you know? You are saying to yourself you are mature. If you are mature, you will never have any struggle in your life. Once, this is the adayalam, indication. If you are mature enough, you will never have any struggle in your life. That is possible only when you are a jnani. When you are an enlightened person, there is no struggle. Until that time, there is a struggle. Therefore, temporarily, Bhagavan has given, Sanjaya is explaining that about Vishwarupa Varnanam, 9 to 14. After that, 15 to 22, Arjuna's first emotion. Emotions, three emotions. What are they? Ascharyam, then Bhayam, then Bhakti. First anything we see, wonder. Ah, wonder. Afterwards we are afraid of that place. Sometimes we go to a forest and enjoy some time. By that time, 5 o'clock, let us go. And we enjoy the daytime, the forest and all, animals, safari and all. By 5 o'clock, we are really turn our back. No, let us go back. Yeah, ascharyam over, now bhayam has come. Like that, Arjuna's condition also. When he saw Bhagavan as everything, all forms, ocean, trees, mountains, everything is Bhagavan's form. All beings are he seeing in the form, Bhagavan, wonderstruck. Ascharyam. And he is praising Bhagavan. Afterwards, when Bhagavan is swallowing everyone, Drona, Bhishma, and he is crushing everyone, munching also. And Arjuna asked, who are you? I thought you are beautiful, Lord. But you are looking like a cruel God now. I am not able to withstand with you, Bhagavan. I thought you are only creator, but now I am seeing you as a destroyer. I thought you are only creator and sustainer. As a creator and a sustainer, I enjoy you, I appreciate you, but I am not able to digest that you are swallowing everyone. All my kith and kin, all people are going inside your mouths. Future, he is seeing, in battlefield who are all going to die, Lord Krishna is showing, Arjuna is not able to see that Vishwarupa. This destruction Rupam, I cannot say, you are looking like a Kala Mrityu. You are looking like a Yamadharma Raja. So I don't want to see this form, bhayam. Sagadgadam, bhitam, out of fear. He is not able to speak also. His throat is choked and he is telling, Bhagavan, enough, take your Vishwarupa back. This is called palliative treatment. Lord Krishna gave Divya Chakshu is a type of palliative medicine, madre. Some medicines you take palliatives, means they give temporary relief. Temporary relief they give. Medicine not permanent cure. Palliative medicines give temporary relief. Arjuna's Divya Chakshu is also like a palliative. It is not originally born out of his own knowledge. His Vishwarupa Darshanam is not born out of his own maturity or born out of his own intelligence. It is given by the Lord. That temporarily it is given by the Lord. That is why he is not able to withstand. That's why whenever pleasant things are, favorable things are there, we say creation is wonderful, God is wonderful. We also say that. God is so graceful towards us. He is showering his blessings to us. And we praise all people also. Because of my father, because of my brother, because of my mother, because of my guru, I am very comfortable. When it goes haywire, some time, in some moment, everything we throw means from our mind. No, God is unjust. My family members are not helping me. Nobody is helping me. I am alone. Like that feeling comes. What happened suddenly in a palliative? Power is over. Battery charge is over. That is why people, all the time their minds are fluctuating. But permanent treatment is required. That is only through jnanam. Now Arjuna is afraid of that form. He asked. From 23 to 30, the bhaya he undergoes. Yamaya dharmarajaya mrityavesvaya. Now he is go on swallowing like Yamadharmaraja. Kala kala, you are looking like a kala kala. You are swallowing everything. Bhayam has come to Arjuna. Then he asked, 31 to 34, Krishna gives clarification. You are looking so cruel when Arjuna said Bhagavan wants to educate him. Lord Krishna says, I am not cruel. I am not cruel at all. According to their karma phalam, they are undergoing their sukha, dukkha. I am only a karma phala data. I am not responsible. Because of their karma phalam, Bhishma, Drona, their chapter is over. Prarabdha is over. Therefore, where there is a birth, there is bound to be death. You accept birth, but you are not accepting death. You are accepting sukha, but you are not accepting dukkha. Wherever sukha is there, dukkha will be there. Every coin has got two sides. You accept one side, but you are rejecting another side, resisting other side. That is your problem, not my problem. You accept the creation, you accept the sustenance of this world. Whatever has got creation must have dissolution. But you are not mature enough to understand the dissolution. Pralaya. Pralaya is also a part of creation. Srishti is a part of creation. Pralaya is also a part of creation. I am Brahma, I am Vishnu, I am Shiva, the Rudra. Therefore, you are accepting me as Vishnu, sustainer. You are accepting me as creator, Brahma, but you are not accepting me as Rudra, as a dissolver. That is your partial vision. That's your problem. Lord Krishna says from 31 to 34, Krishna gives clarification. Then Lord Krishna asks, Nimitta Matram Bhava Savya Sachi. In 33 sloka, may you surrender your self to me. That means your free will. May you be instrument in my hands. That means don't drop your free will. Don't give up your free will. Don't negate your free will. But intelligently use your free will. Nimitta matram bhava savya sachi means may you become an instrument in my hands. Instrument is that buddhi. Atmanam rathinam vidhi sariram rathamevatu. Make use of your buddhi. Follow dharma, the cosmic dharma, the law. If you follow, it is called following your free will or making use of your free will. How to make use of my free will? Use your free will in align with Bhagavan's dharma. Make use of your free will. Free will means what? Whatever you have to do, do it. Whatever result comes, you have no control over it. What is going to come, the result? Do you have any, that astrologer reads and what is going to happen? He also doesn't know totally, you know. This may be possible, that may be possible. Don't criticize astrologers. Astrologers are indicating the planets which they are showing your jatakam, that's all. How far he is responsible? And the astrologer is not right, this astrologer is not right. Your mind is not all right, that's all. Astrologer is fine. Astrologer illana thirupi kilijosyam. And the parrot, and the road side, footpath, no? Kili Joshyam, therimo? Parrot. That is also not working. Nadi Joshyam. See, these people trying to manipulate. This is word, what I want to say. Don't try to manipulate others. Don't try to condition others. Don't try to manipulate others. Bhagavan says the dharma, the law, what is going to happen, cycle, whatever I have created, water has to flow from top to bottom. Since you are falling from the waterfall, I cannot stop the waterfall to fall down. Don't fall like that. I cannot say. Since you are getting, you know, the hand is burning, I cannot make the fire cold. Oh, my bhakta is getting, you know, burning. That's why it make me fire cold. This is against to the natural laws. I myself destroying my own creation if I do that. Is it not? I don't want rain when I go out. Then Bhagavan, what he has to do? When there is function in my house, rain should not come. There is another farmer is crying for rain. What Bhagavan has to do? See, this is very, 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 very narrow-mindedness. Accept whatever comes. So it takes a lot of time. It is a lifetime, lifelong, educational program. Lifelong, we have to work, mature. No, it takes time. In one day, one night, or few days, few months, few years, you cannot mature. Every minute is a lesson, every experience is a lesson, every minute we are growing, growing, growing. Let us grow. There is a room to grow for everyone. There is a room to grow for everyone at their own place, at their own time. Don't command your children also. Don't command your, because they are youngsters, no? Generally we command. We try to control them. Because our parents controlled us, we want to control them. And utterly we fail. There is no doubt in that. Utterly we fail. Maximum we can, when they are young, we can control. That is why universal laws also, laws means not L-O-S-S, L-A-W-S, laws, and the chemical laws, civil laws, and physiological laws, physical laws, so many, all are in the form of devatas. Each devata is one law. Agni, Vayu, Varuna, Indra. Varuna is what? Water falling down. It is a law. Agni is burning. It is a law. Vayu moving. It is a law. Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, Varuna Devata. Everyone is a Devata. Therefore, where you are, what you are, whatever comes, exactly, perfect, perfectly, all right. Next moment, either pleasant or unpleasant, I don't know. I am ready. This is called shock absorber. Okay, your mind, that called immunity, emotional stamina. By studying Bhagavad Gita, what we get, you know? Emotional stamina. These are all emotional problems. Always giving problem to, you know, either internally or externally. So we do all the time. This is called the emotional problem. இதெல்லாம் நம்ம ஒத்துக்க மாட்டோம். ஈவன் குரு சேஸ் வி ரெடி டு ட்ராப் குரு சாஸ்திரா, வி வாண்ட் டு ட்ராப் சாஸ்திரா, வி வாண்ட் டு ட்ராப் குரு. எல்டர்ஸ், பேரண்ட்ஸ், தே சே வி டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு லிசன் டு தேம். சி, ஈகோ இஸ் ஸோ பவர்ஃபுல், ஸோ பவர்ஃபுல். தட்ஸ் வை யுவர் ஈகோ மஸ்ட் பி அண்டர் யுவர் கண்ட்ரோல். யூ ஷுட் நாட் பேம்பர் யுவர் ஈகோ. யூ ஷுட் நாட் பிகம் ஸ்லேவ் டு யுவர் ஈகோ. யூ ஷுட் டைரக்ட் யுவர் ஈகோ. யூ ஷுட் எடுக்கேட் யுவர் ஈகோ. You should channelize your ego. That's what Shastra is guiding us. If I am not ready, who is the loser? Not parents, not the teacher, not the Shastra. None of them. I am only the loser. By that time, I become a cantankerous person. At the age of 80 also, I shout at my wife, husband. And I am short-tempered, that's all. You have to bear with me. Why she has to bear with you? I am short-tempered. Because he has never trained himself. He never tried to change his ego. Either he or she, either way. Not only one side, both the sides I am telling. That's why when we are young, before old age comes, we have to educate our mind, intellect, a lot. That educational, spiritual educational program is called Gita class. கீதா கிளாஸ் மீன்ஸ் டோன்ட் திங்க் ஏதோ பக்தி பாவம் கொஞ்சம் சேஃப் சுவாமினி பார்த்துட்டோன்னா ஐ எம் வெரி ஹாப்பி. இட்ஸ் நாட் லைக் தட். திஸ் இஸ் ஏ பக்கா எஜுகேஷ்னல் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் எஜுகேஷ்னல் ட்ரெயினிங் ப்ரோக்ராம். இட் சேஞ்சஸ் யூ. திட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஷாக் அப்சார்பர். ஐ எம் புட்டிங் ஏ ஷாக் அப்சார்பர் டு மை மைண்ட், டு மை இன்டலெக்ட், டு ஃபேஸ் த சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ். ஹேவிங் காட் திஸ் கிளாரிட்டி, நவ் அர்ஜுனா சரண்டர்ட். Yes, Bhagavan, I am surrendering to you. What do you mean by surrender? Surrender means what? Avanendri oranam asayadu. Ani sonnadhe surrender, sharanagathiya. Na onnume panna mata. Bhagavan da ellame. This is not surrender. This is, what do you call, unintelligent way of thinking. What is surrender, sharanagathi? Sharanagathi is that my will and Bhagavan's dharma are in align. That is called sharanagati. Bhagavan's whatever situations, incidents are coming, happening, I go along with them smoothly. I never try to swim against dharma. Against the water, if you swim, there is a strain, there is a pain. You go along with the water stream, there is no pain. Going along with dharma is called using your free will, going along with dharma. Then you are relaxed. You are happy with yourself. You are giving happiness to your family members. Even you want to give also, they are not ready. It is their problem. It is not your problem. And society is also happy because of you. Because you won't cause any problem deliberately by yourself. Understand? That is why a mature person, a wise person is required for family, to be a strong family. A mature, healthy person is required for a healthy life of oneself. A healthy, mature, wise person, jnani, is required. Many jnanis are required for a healthy society. Many jnanis are required, hundreds and thousands of jnanis are required for entire cosmic harmony. We don't want terrorism. Terrorism is not for human beings. Not killing each other. People are not born to kill each other. That is not life. Living is called life. It is a challenge. Dying, killing others, what you are going to achieve? Teaching terrorism and capturing the youngsters. Is it a life? Greatest threat to the world. Because they are not mature. Intellectually, mentally, they are not mature. And they are not allowing the world also to go smoothly. They are all harmful. Bhagavan knows where to put full stop to them. That's why align with dharma. Never go according to our whims and fancies, raga, dvesha. You are going to get hit by your own raga, dvesha later. Therefore, be your raga, dvesha under control. See that Bhagavan, that is called Sharanagati. Bhagavan, help me to come along with you. I want to come along with you. Ask like this, please guide me how to come along with you, how to move along with your dharma. Please help me. If you ask, definitely he will help. There is no doubt in that. Then Arjuna surrendered in this manner. Having surrendered, Arjuna's, then later, 46 to 55, Lord Krishna withdraws his Vishwarupa Darshanam. 35 to 45, Sharanagati portion. Then 46 to 55, Bhagavan withdraws his Vishwarupa Darshanam. Having withdrawn, Lord Krishna says, this is a very rare opportunity. Arjuna, you have got, even Devatas couldn't get by tapas, dhanam and all, you won't get this Vishwarupa Darshana. Just because of, out of compassion only, because you are my devotee, I have shown you. Anyhow, I am withdrawing this Vishwarupa Darshana. But remember one point. Follow 5 points at least. I am taking my Divya Chakshu back. But now onwards, your journey is so your own. You have to walk on your own. How? In 46 to 55, after withdrawing the Vishwarupa Darshanam, the last shloka, Lord Krishna gives 5 steps. Sangha Varjitaha Bhava. May you become detached, like a lotus leaf. Detached. Be in waters, but never touched by waters. Like that, be in family. Be in your role, what you are playing, your role, play the role. The boat can sail in the waters, but water should not enter the boat. Your life is also, you are sailing in your life journey. You play your role as a husband role, wife role, mother role, daughter role. Play all your roles at your extent, best way you can fulfill your duties. But at the same time, nothing can disturb me. Nothing can disturb me. Why? This is called world dependence to God dependence. You are taking the support of world till today. You are taking the crutches, no? Support from the world, people, family, depending upon them all the time. I love you, somebody should say. First parents has to say, then husband has to say, then children has to say. All the time I expect someone or other. I leaning nature, leaning, emotional leaning. Bhagavan says, drop the crutches, taking the support from the world. Take support from me, the God. World dependence to God dependence. Then I will help you. Self-dependence. How to depend on yourself. That is called Sangha Varjitaha, means don't depend upon the people, world. Every moment they are changing. You cannot avoid that change. Number 2, Madbhaktaha Bhava. Mad Bhaktaha Bhava means you may you be the devotee of mine. Become my devotee. Keep me as your Ishta Devata. Either Krishna or Shiva or any form, whatever form you, God is one. In any form you worship, He is there with you. Okay? Mad Bhaktaha Bhava. What is the top priority? Who are you first? I am wife of so-and-so. Don't say. Okay. I am the daughter of so-and-so. I am a devotee of so-and-so God. Then I am husband of so-and-so, wife of so-and-so, or I am father of so-and-so. Like that you say. You need not tell who are you. I am a devotee of Hanuman. Therefore, you need not tell outside. Tell to yourself inside. Who are you? Question. I am a devotee of God. So and so God. Later only role comes. First my relation is with Bhagavan. All relations are later. Who is my first relation? Adivarad. First relation, my mother Swamini. Hey, your mother has got relation from where? Bhagavan. Adi. Bhagavane potri. Adi Bhagavane potri. Adi Bhagavana enga irukkar. So, our devotion is not at all a devotion, really speaking. It is a business devotion. Business devotion. But we want all phalam. Enge nindu varum? Nimmadi. Enge nindu varum? Varave varadu. Okay. Mat karma krithu. Do all your actions as an offering for me. Karma krithu. Don't run away from your family. Don't run away from your duties. Do your duties, what you can do. If you are not able to say, politely say, no, I am not able to do. You can say that. Okay. Do whatever you do as an offering to Bhagavan. Mat karma krita. Convert all your actions into an offerings to the Lord. Every action. What offering, Swamini? Only offering flowers and no. Any action, any mundane action, every minute. Action, offer. Krishna arpanamastu, Shiva arpanamastu, Rama arpanamastu. Don't say loudly. Okay, see inside. If you say loudly, family members will become annoyed. Okay, enna Krishna Rama all the time, then they will shout at you. Say inside. Okay, mama karma, mat karma krita. Then fourth one, mat paramaha bhava. May you have me as your ultimate goal. Mat paramahana. Parama means ultimate goal. May you have me. Me when Lord Krishna saying, Bhagavan, Paramatma, Ishvara as the primary ultimate goal. Then the last one, Nirvairaha Sarvabhuteshu. May you be free from enmity with anything, with anyone in the world. Never have enmity, even mentally also. Never think he is my enemy. He is unfavorable to me. Never think. Really speaking, on that person only you pray more. Ama, appoda enmity poidum. Do prayer more upon that person. Nirvairaha sarvabhuteshu. Swamini, I am not having vairam with anyone. I have only one vairam. And the vairam potita, I don't have any vairam with anyone except one lady. One person, here only one person in mind. No. Sarva bhuteshu. That's why follow values. Lord Krishna is going to talk about values in next chapter, 12th chapter, and 13th chapter, 16th chapter. Amanitvam adambhitvam. That also, again, 16th chapter, Daivi Sampath. All values are very, very important. If you follow values, your life is changed. That is the essence, sara of this 11th chapter. With this, I conclude Vishwarupa Darshana Yogaha.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.